And that music may give you some indication of our first conversation this morning, which we'll have in just a minute after I say good morning to you, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thinking about the importance of military honors, yeah?
Military honors, and what do we owe veterans who have given their lives for our country? Do we owe them something as simple as a headstone, and how that's been such a frustrated fight for many years since the VA changed the way it rules who can apply for that headstone?
Too many unmarked graves, yeah?
Many, many unmarked graves. In fact, there's one cemetery in New York which has over 1,200 unmarked graves. Well, actually, they have a little yellow flag on them. That's just about it. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning because, yes, Hawaii has a stake in this too. Now, as we mentioned a moment ago, a couple years ago in 2012, a rule change at the Department of Veterans Affairs meant that only the next of kin could request a headstone for a soldier's unmarked grave. Up until that time, anyone in the funerary business could have asked for a headstone. The issue, as we mentioned, is particularly noticeable in that cemetery in New York, but Hawaii also has an issue with this, as there are some who've been trying to get Private Kealoha, Civil War veteran soldier who was killed and has been lying in an unmarked grave, a marker for a very long time. Historian Annette Napoleon joins us now to let us know what's been happening with this. Good morning.
Good morning to you all.
You know, it's interesting to note how you've been able to make this happen for Private Aloha's Hakealoha's grave, but not going necessarily through the VA because of this controversy, and despite the fact that there have been at least a couple of pieces of legislation that have been introduced last year and this year to make changes. Really a very frustrating situation for many folks.
Yes, you're right. Our little campaign to get Private J.R. Kealoha, a Native Hawaiian from the islands who fought in the American Civil War, a marker, has been a more than a year-long campaign for us. And so we're just a small part of this larger campaign going on across the country to change legislation which was implemented by the Veterans Administration Department back in 2012, like you said, which virtually stopped the efforts on private individuals' parts, such as our little hui going on here, and groups across the country, hundreds of groups across the country who have, since the Civil War, been applying for and receiving markers on behalf of Civil War soldiers without next of kin that can be identified. And over these years, tens of thousands of markers have been issued in this way, but 2 years ago, the federal government decided to disallow non-next of kin.
Why did they do that? I mean, it seemed like for so many, many years, that was not
the practice. Yeah, it wasn't an issue. So all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, it's because some people have been complaining that they take an issue with non-relatives marking what might be their relatives' graves, and what right do we, groups like us, have to mark these unmarked graves. But
there is the issue, though, of knowing that the grave exists. I mean, some of these people have been dead for a very long time.
Yeah.
I mean, J.R.K. Aloha has been gone for 137 years.
That's right.
How do you know that the next of kin is going to be able to know that this grave exists and be willing to take action? And is their failure something that the country should absorb as a failure?
That's right. And how do we know that they even had any kind of next of kin? Obviously, somebody who served in the Civil War, there's going to be no parents, no grandparents. We don't know if Kealoha, like many of those soldiers, if they had siblings, if they had aunts and uncles. We don't know any of that. So it's speculative at best for us. We think that to say that there might be, there's a long shot that there might be a descendant somewhere, but he's been sitting there without anybody marking his grave for 137 years, so it seems unfair for him not to be able to get a bona fide government-issued marker.
Now, you tried to do this. You tried to sort of, you know, skirt the changes in 2012 a little bit, and they told you no dice on that one, too.
Yeah, you know, we knew that the law had been changed in 2012, but we wanted to just make a point to apply anyway. We knew 99.9% we would get rejected, and we did get rejected. But we wanted to make a point, as others across the country have been doing. They've been applying for markers knowing full well they're going to get rejected, but making the point that we are out here, we're not going to stop trying to pressure the VA office to make changes by submitting all these applications anyway and making them still have to look at the issue, right?
Now, as they may or may not be looking at the issue, we mentioned just a moment ago that there have been at least a couple of attempts at creating some legislation, but not really good odds at that legislation actually becoming law. So what happens now for a lot of these markers at that one cemetery in New York where there are over 1,200
right.
Civil War veterans lying little, you know, dinky plastic yellow flags marking their grave?
Right.
What really can be done, and is the VA listening?
Well, you know, it can. Any legislation can be changed if the right supporters are behind it. And the latest one to come to the forefront is one that I sent you from, is it Senator Rob Portman of Ohio? And
right, from the summer.
Yes. And so, you know, other senators and representatives in Congress have been involved over the last couple of years and looking at this issue. But I think this one, I think, has the best chance because I like the last part of it that says, let me quote this, if a deceased veteran served on active duty in the armed forces at least 75 years before the date on which the headstone or marker is requested, any individual can request a headstone. So I think this is kind of a good compromise, saying that we're going to open it up to any individual or group, but there's a 75-year window thing.
A cap to it.
And I think that's fair. Before, we didn't have anything about 75 years. It could be there was no year requirement, right? So I think this is a good attempt at compromising, and I think it has a fairly good chance. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, you're talking about the Honor of Those Who Served
yes.
Act of 2014,
yes.
which is a little different from the one that came out last year in 2013, and the difference is that 75-year window. But still, this thing is now in committee, and no really real word yet on whether this thing is moving
right.
or really not moving. And, you know, some who have been tracking this, I'm thinking about, you know, there's a website that does a lot of transparent tracking of legislation at the federal level, and govtrack.us says that it really gives it maybe a 2% chance
oh,
of making
really?
It through.
I didn't see that. 2%.
And a 2% chance, which is not sounding good, and it goes back to that same issue of really what do we owe these veterans,
mm-hmm.
and why is it that they're going to simply have these little yellow flags until the VA changes its policy or not. Meanwhile, though, you do have a marker that you got privately for J.R. Kealoha, and you're going to be unveiling that next month?
Next month, October 25th, from 10 to 11 o'clock at Oahu Cemetery, where he's buried.
And that may be where, I guess, some of this has to go, back to the private sector and people who care.
Right. So our plan C was, knowing full well that this would happen, is that we would get him a private marker. And so we were thinking about ways we could raise funds to do that, and then we ended up getting luckily, Honor Life Memorials from in Kahului to donate a free marker, a free beautiful granite marker with the inscription included on it, which has his name, his regiment, his rank, and the date he died
right.
on it. And so we're very, very grateful to Honor Life Memorials for stepping up to the plate and
maybe
doing
we'll,
that.
We'll have to see others who will want to do something similar if the same
right.
policy with the VA stays in force. Thanks so much for giving us an update. We'll be watching this. Thanks for joining us this morning, Nanette. Nanette Napoleon is a freelance historical researcher, writer, and Hawaiian cultural specialist. She's well known for her extensive work documenting historical graveyards in Hawaii and has been involved with trying to get a marker for J.R. Kealoha, Civil War soldier, gone now 137 years. She's been involved with that for the last couple of years.